This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Double E. I don't know what good Twitter is, but you can check it out anyways if you are on Twitter. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Read 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. And so on. We have the mind of Christ. We're not conformed to this world. We're transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. For what purpose? Well, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. And that's exactly why America's in trouble today, Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, folks, I want to get to this really quick because there's much to say. Crazy stuff's happening in your country. Americans have, for the most part, Americans have surely forgotten that we're not serfs or vassals. And for those that don't know what a vassal is, that means a feudatory, a tenant, one who holds land of a superior, or who vows fidelity and homage to him. In other words, a subject, a dependent. I want people to understand what I'm saying here, because it is important that you do understand that we are not subject to the control of them that serve we the people. Okay? So what I'm saying here is that we're not serfs, we're not vassals, begging for mercy from them that represent we the people, because we're born free Americans under God, and it's time to tell the government in whom derive their just powers from the consent of we the people that they have surely forgotten their place. And if we fail to do that, folks, we're going to continuously see the things that we're seeing today. I mean, folks, this is what you're seeing in government today is the fact that this is the demigod attitude, which I've exposed so many times, so many different ways, friends. But to just think about this, the incompetence, the corruption. Just think about this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Congressman Chaka Fata, a Muslim, that serves we the people, convicted on 22 counts of corruption. This is the people that have the demigod attitude, folks. These are the people that believe that you serve them, that they don't serve you. We have to set the record straight. Because if we fail to set the record straight, they're going to continuously do the things that they do without recompense of consequence of the laws that they violate. And again, keep in mind, friends, that we are the law. The strength of the Constitution lies within we the people. Also wanted to highlight one more thing on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com before I play some audio of the definition of incompetence from Charlie Rangel and another representative trying to disarm you, the American people. Did you know that the illegal immigration advocate and congressman has been busted for funneling campaign money to his family? I want to say this again. Luis Gutierrez from Illinois. Here's another Chicagoan for you, friends. Okay, he's illegally financing and funneling money to his family. Okay, illegal immigration advocate and congressman busted funneling campaign money to his family. How long are you going to put up with this, friends? Whenever the legislators endeavor to take away or to reduce them to slavery under arbitrary power, they put themselves into a state of war with the people. Folks, you do need to understand that you are under attack. You do need to understand that the lawless are at war with you. If you haven't figured this out yet, but if you take the time to read the Word of God, it tells us in the book of Daniel that he would prosper through craft and he would destroy through peace. Okay? And it's a false peace. But again, whenever the legislators endeavor to take away or to reduce them, that being you, under slavery or under arbitrary power, whatever they say, they put themselves into a state of war with the people. That's what they have done, who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience. You are no longer, friends, you are absolved from any further obedience to those that represent we the people. Why? Because they have left off their purpose and are left to the common refuge, which God hath provided for all men, against force and violence. Folks, you're in a position right now where you're going to have to defend yourself before this administration. And we've seen this for a long time now. But I want to show you, friends, again, last week we spent a little time with Charlie Rangel, and I took the time to actually bring out his laundry list of crimes concerning, well, his crimes against we the people in so many different ways, and I highlighted them last week. If you'd like to hear the show, go ahead and download the podcast. But I want you to listen carefully, friends, to Charlie Rangel, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he said, and I want you to hear it directly from his mouth. These are the people that are trying to disarm you, and these are the ones, folks, that are treating you as if you actually serve them rather than the other way around.
But why is it that only the wealthy...
Well, that's corruption.
Well, the celebrities and, like, and then the people in your district, a number of them who are law-abiding citizens, many of them who would want to carry concealed carry...
I wouldn't want them to have it. I know what you're trying to say.
But
corruption is corruption is bad.
Okay, but like, let's talk about that for a second. Why should, say, the uber wealthy who have protection, have that protection, but individuals who are law-abiding citizens in your district should not? Let's talk about that.
Well, law-abiding citizens just shouldn't have to carry a gun. You know that. So you're not going to push me in that direction.
But you're protected by guns all over the place here in the Capitol.
Well, that's a little different. I think we deserve, I think we need to be protected down here.
You know, hey, friends, now, as he laughs at himself and the idiots that actually allow him to stay incumbent, one has to ask themselves, who's the joke on, friends? Because he's laughing at you. You do need to understand that. But did you hear what he said? Law-abiding citizens don't have to have a gun. And then the reporter came back to him and said, well, then why are you? Why do you have armed guards around you protecting you? Because they're protecting them against we the people, America. See, they're not that stupid to understand that they're working against the people, and they know why they're defending themselves against the people, friends, because they know that they're violating you on a daily basis. In America, I would again say this. Until the American people stand up and deal with these individuals at hand, this guy's got a criminal record from the top of my head to the sole of my feet long, friends. And then when she started to talk about corruption, he said corruption is all bad. He doesn't want to talk about corruption because he knows within himself that he's as corrupt as they get. Yet he wants to disarm you. And again, I want to remind you, America, there is no debate. We're coming back to this.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Isaiah 59. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Want to highlight the fact that it was just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The FBI transcript shows nobody died in Orlando shooting until SWAT teams entered into the building. We even have the networks telling us this, friends. What took place that day? You know, isn't it interesting, too, is we seen just in Chicago yesterday, the homosexuals holding up a huge sign after the Orlando shooting by a transgendered Muslim sodomite who did the shooting, allegedly. In Chicago, friends, guess who the radical homosexuals are blaming? They are blaming you for the crimes of the radical Muslims, bought and paid for from the top to the bottom. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom in America. If you want to tolerate what's going on in the top, rest assured it's going to fall to you on the bottom. And that is backwards in this country. But I want to tell you, friends, that Judge Napolitano even is coming forth right now and telling the American people on Fox, good for Fox. You know, I guess there is a couple people up there that like to tell the truth still. But, folks, you have to ask the question, what kind of bureaucracy is the FBI or the SWAT teams? And why is it that people started dying when they entered in? This isn't fictitious. This isn't a theory. This is conspiratorial. And it's happening on a daily basis, friends. And furthermore, to stand back and tolerate this sort of stuff amazes me, friends. And then to sit back and see what they're doing in Chicago to blame you, the law-abiding citizen. They said Republicans, friends, kills with a long line on a flag, which is a complete mockery of the covenant of peace found in the book of Genesis. Folks, and it says that right across the whole, it took from one end of the street to the other end of the street. And of course, they have to make it headline news because they're doing their best to make you the enemy. And keep in mind as well, friends, you do need to understand that this criminal in the White House is emulating to a T as well as with his administration, Mao Zedong to a T. He's going to the next generation. He's corrupting mocking them. He's telling them that they're a democracy to only overthrow the republic in which we are, Article 4, Section 4. But again, I just wanted to highlight that, friends. The truth is being spoken. You have to look for the truth because you're not getting it from the state-controlled narrative, which is bought and paid for. And furthermore, I want to go over to Isaiah 59 real quick, where it says, "The way of peace they know not." I'm speaking to you. "And there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace." Do you know peace, America? Let me tell you why you don't know peace, and I just told you why. Because the Word of God tells us in Isaiah 59, verse 8, "The way of peace they know not, because there is no judgment in their goings. They allow the lawless to do the things that the lawless do best, commit the act of lawlessness." Verse 9, "Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us." Why? Because we tolerate it. Don't you, America? "We wait for light, but behold obscurity; for brightness, but we walk in darkness." You walk in darkness, friends, because you refuse to walk in the light. Then it tells us in the verse 10 of Isaiah 59, "We grope for the wall like the blind. We complain about everything, but we do nothing according to the word of God to bring about the peace in which he's established through judgment." But you have to know the law before you can establish judgment. "And we grope as if we had no eyes." America, you have eyes, but you see not. America, you have ears, but you hear not. But you make the choice to do that. Nobody's forcing you to accept a lie. Don't sit there and tell me that the devil made you do anything. Everything you do in life is by choice. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6. "We're in desolate places as dead men. We all roar like bears and mourn like doves, sore doves. We look for judgment, but there is none; for salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before us. Our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and for our lawless deeds, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood." And it tells us in verse 14, Isaiah 59, "And judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off. For the truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment." America, justice and judgment is the guardian of liberty. Justice and judgment is the guardian of liberty. You are the strength of the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America, yet you allow the lawless to do the things that they do, putting a target on your back, literally. "Whenever the legislators endeavor to take away or to reduce them to slavery under arbitrary power, they put themselves into a state of war with the people, who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience and are left to the common refuge which God hath provided for all men against force and violence." Who said that? None other than Thomas Paine. Who would know better than our founding forefathers who are part of the Revolutionary War? Nobody. So it would do us well, America, to listen to the method of our forefathers to establish what we have concerning the longest standing constitution in modern history. 240 years later, we're still here. But what we deal with today and what we deal with on a daily basis in this country is incompetence. Folks, we know that those that serve this criminal administration are doing what they're told to do. And by the way, that does not leave them guiltless, friends. They're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks for leaving off the oath that they themselves swore that they would uphold. That means they are held accountable by the American people to the laws that they have violated. Every single one of them, to the smallest infractions of our laws. Article 2, Section 4 is the response. But as long as they know they can get away with it, you encourage them to get away with it. But you're dealing with incompetence. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? I'm going to play a piece here for a woman. We're talking about gun rights once again. We're talking about the corrupts trying to disarm the American people, as I just highlighted during the first segment. But I want you to listen to this lady. She's being grilled, if you want to call it that. The show is being put out there for you, America, by the likes of the Trey Gowdies and Daryl Issa, folks, which the American people, if they had any common sense, once again, they'd ask the question, well, where are the indictments concerning Hillary Clinton and Benghazi and Attorney General Eric Holder concerning Fast and Furious? And then 1,182 other transgressions of the Constitution concerning the criminal in the White House. Where are all those indictments, Trey Gowdy? So take it for a grain of salt, but what is said here is right on the money, and it is constitutional. I want you to listen to the complete incompetence in what you are tolerating on a daily basis. This is who you are submitting to, friends.
Let me ask you another question about the terrorism list. What process is afforded a U.S. citizen, not someone who's overstayed a visa, not someone who crossed the border without permission, but an American citizen, what process is currently afforded an American citizen before they go on that list?
I'm sorry. There's not a process afforded the citizen prior to getting on the list. There is a process should someone feel they are unduly placed on the
Yes,
list.
There is. And when I say process, I'm actually using half of the term due process, which is a phrase we find in the Constitution, that you cannot deprive people of certain things without due process. So I understand Mr. Goode's idea, which is wait until your right has been taken from you, and then you can petition the government to get it back. I understand that that's his idea. My question is, can you name another constitutional right that we have that is chilled until you find out it's chilled, and then you have to petition the government to get it back?
Listen to what he's saying.
Is that true with the First Amendment?
Sir, there are strict criteria before.
That's not my question, ma'am. That is not my question. My question is, what process is afforded a United States citizen before that person's constitutional right is infringed? Then he's fine with doing it with the Second Amendment. My question is, how about the First? How about we not let them set up a website or a Google account? How about we not let them join the church until they can petition government to get off the list? How about not get a lawyer? How about the Sixth Amendment? How about you can't get a lawyer until you petition the government to get off the list? Or my favorite, how about the Eighth Amendment? We're going to subject you to cruel and unusual punishment until you petition the government to get off the list. Is there another constitutional right that we treat the same way for American citizens that we do the Second Amendment? Can you think of one?
She can't answer.
Can you think of one?
I don't have an answer for you, sir.
These are the people that are trying to disarm you, America. When it comes to the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of America, folks, they cannot answer according to law. Do you understand me, my friends? These are the people that are doing what they're told to do without any knowledge of what they're doing. They're just doing it because they're good little minions, good little slaves, and good little useful idiots that are attempting to do the same with you. And yet, America, you have the audacity to sit back and say there's nothing that you can do about it. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. And the law is on your side, and you're going to let them win the day, America? Really? Come on. Come on. Man, I need a cold glass of water to throw in my face right now because, folks, it's getting to the point where it's surreal in this country. These people are criminal-minded, sick individuals, and they need to be dealt with.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ding. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
One 582 9933. First segment, I exposed the criminal activities of the likes of Charles Rangel. Folks, last week we had talked about his criminal list, what he's been busted for, corruption to the top of his head, to the sole of his feet, talking about how you should not have a law-abiding citizen, should not have a gun. Then we went on to the sheer incompetence concerning those useful idiots that are just going along to get along, because after all, that's what the president said. It's amazing to me. It really truly is, folks. And when I say it's becoming surreal, it really is becoming surreal to think that the people would subject themselves to such an incompetent criminal administration. And our forefathers clearly told us that we are no longer, we are literally absolved from any further obedience to their lawlessness. And it's now our duty not to overthrow the Constitution, said Abe Lincoln and Thomas Paine, by the way. But he had said that basically we're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but the men that overthrow the Constitution. Okay? And then what we're doing now, folks, is now we're going to go to Communist Network News, and I'm going to play a piece for you. Eric Pratt, who's a friend of ours from Gun Owners of America, had the opportunity to literally spank CNN. Okay? And it's interesting, folks, how they're trying to attempt, and I say attempt, friends, trying, let me add the word trying, and in an attempt to go with the set narrative. That is until they meet the likes of somebody that actually knows what he's talking about. Check this out.
Me this morning.
Democrats are not just focusing on Orlando's mass shooting. They're focusing on all gun violence, and the numbers are just absolutely stunning. I'm going to get to the numbers in just a minute, but first I want to bring in Eric Pratt. He's the Executive Director for Gun Owners of America. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, Carol. Good to be with you.
Nice to have you here. I just want to read you some statistics. Every year, more than 100,000 people are victims of gunshot wounds. And we should point out that that number does include suicides as well. According to the CDC, in 2013, more than 33,000 people die from firearms every single year. Isn't that too many?
Well, what you failed to point out, Carol, is that the CDC also, pursuant to President Obama issuing a decree to have them study this issue, they found that anywhere from 500,000 to 3 million times a year, guns are being used in self-defense. So that means for every negative, tragic use of a firearm,
I just want to point out facts. I don't know what study you're citing, but the CDC has been barred
it's
from doing
CDC.
Any research on guns.
The very same statistics.
Congress won't fund the CDC from funding any gun research on gun violence.
He commissioned an executive order in January of 2013 ordering the CDC. In fact, Slate wrote an article after the CDC published those statistics, and Slate is certainly no pro-gun magazine, and they pointed out that the article was entitled The Surprising Findings by the CDC, and certainly they were surprising to people on the left, the fact that 16 to 100 times more often guns are being used to save life than to take life. Now, the president since then has seems to have ignored that CDC study. How ironic, he wants more research, etc., but when the research was done, it actually found guns are saving more lives than are being taken by them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look all around the country, Carol, actually you see time and time again that people have stopped mass shootings in their tracks. People, good people with their firearms, like a year ago this month, in a bar, like the Orlando bar, in a Youngstown bar, a bar employee who was a concealed carrier used his gun to stop a mass shooter. No innocent lives were taken as a result. If that guy was in Orlando, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
I'm sure there are instances when people have prevented gun violence with a gun. I am positive about that. And I'm not arguing that fact. I just don't know how many because I haven't seen the study that you're talking about. But I hear you. But let me run this by you because most Americans are armed, and I'm going to put this starkly. Civilians own about 270 million guns. One in three Americans own a gun. Yet more than 30,000 people are still dying every year. How many more guns can there be out there?
You know what you're overlooking is that, as you pointed out, we do have more guns than we ever had. More than 170 million new guns have been bought since 1991, and yet you know what's happened to the murder rate during that time? It's dropped 50%.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually safer today with more guns. So, you know, you're trying to scare people by saying, oh, look, there's more guns, but we're actually safer today. Just look at the FBI statistics.
Do you think we're safer today when 30,000 people are dying every year?
She didn't hear a word he said.
A lot of those are Japan. They actually have a higher murders, strict gun control laws, so they use other means to commit suicide. Actually, our murder rate is not even in the top 100 of countries around the world. And the top 100 countries, guess what? They have much stricter gun control than we do. I mean, look at France. They have the gun laws, Carol, that you would dream of. It is impossible to carry a firearm in France, and yet that didn't stop the terrorists from
committing a horrid tragedy. You do not hear the number of mass shootings in France that you do in the United States. You don't.
Carol, that's not even true. More people died last year in mass shootings in France than in all the prior years of President Obama's presidency. That's absolutely not true. People are far less safe in France when it comes to mass shootings than we are here in this country.
I mean, folks, are you listening to the irrationality of this news anchor, this propagandist? I mean, when Eric Pratt is highlighting the fact that people are safer, there's 270 million guns in this country. By the way, that is the mercy of God, America. You do need to understand that. That is the mercy of God that there's 270 million guns into the hands of the American people. And what do you suppose that's all about, friends? Why is it that you're still able to resist to a certain extent, folks? And what is it that they are so adamant? I'm talking about this criminal administration. Why is it that they're so adamant about disarming you, America? Because like in France, they know that when you're disarmed, you can no longer resist. Listen to what George Washington rightly said. He said again, he's reciting the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right that God gave you, I at America, of the people to keep and bear arms in bold letters that says, shall not be infringed. That means to be violated. Folks, those that violate law are given a pass to go ahead and violate your rights because you, the law, are not dealing with those that are violating the law. George Washington goes on, a free people ought not only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government, said George Washington. So clearly, friends, this is not, as we highlighted last week, this is not in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word, folks, about just, well, we have the right to bear arms because, you know, we just want to make sure that we can hunt. No, I get so sick and tired of people when they actually say stuff like that. It's like, what are you doing? That's not the purpose. You need to put the fear of God in those that represent we the people and remind them we're armed for the very purpose that if you act out in a tyrannical fashion, we will lawfully have to deal with you. And I don't know why people are afraid to actually call it for what it is. Hey, folks, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And you know that you're in a state of tyranny right now, friends. You are under attack. And as I told you last week, friends, just refreshing your memories, you don't need 30 rounds to hunt, but the Second Amendment was not written in case deers turn against us. And we're not worried about the deers turning against us. The very purpose, like none other than George Washington rightly said, he said, a free people ought not only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would not include their own government. But when you're listening to this communist, this propagandist, the irrational personality, friends, you can't even piece it together. And I want to tell you why. I mean, she is suggesting that the people in France are safer because they have been completely disarmed from the top to the bottom. How much sense does that make? And once the facts are given that the American people and people that are armed are safer than they ever have been before. No. I don't know what that study. Oh, okay. So since you don't know what that study is because you haven't taken the time to actually do your own due diligence, you're too busy reading off your teleprompter. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, lady, but that's where they are. And then when the facts are given, I'll tell you what, friends, let's put her in a situation. She's walking down an alley at the middle of the night. She has two friends that are armed. Do you think she's going to turn to them and say, hey, disarm before we go? Oh, hey, by the way, I see a whole group of men down there in that dark alley, and they're all grouped together, and it seems that they're staring at us right now. Do you think she's going to turn and say to her friends, go ahead and disarm, and then let's go ahead and walk down the alley? But, folks, this is what they're trying to get you to drink. This is the Kool-Aid they want you to drink. And furthermore, as I just highlighted, friends, we're talking about those that want to disarm you are those that have been busted in representative positions concerning their crimes against we the people. And keep in mind, these criminals also are armed today against you the people. And why is it that you are the end aim? Folks, it's not about terrorism. It's nothing about what they want to implement, folks. And again, as I've highlighted so many times, you're the terrorist. And they need to disarm you, America, so they can establish or an attempt to be made to establish a new world order. But you first must be disarmed. Just ask any dictator of the past. But we're not asking him. We're telling him what the deal is.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
So I want to highlight one more thing. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we got a ton of stuff updated all throughout the day on sonsoflibertymedia.com, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you'd like to check it out, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. All these articles that we're highlighting right now are available. You can watch the videos and the such. And again, that is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to highlight this because, again, you need to understand the criminal minds in which you're dealing with. And they're real easy to spot because what they do is they come to steal, kill, and destroy just like their father. You judge them by their fruit. And this is what they like to do. They love to steal, kill, and destroy. And I've taken time over the past several months warning you about the Clintons. And it's interesting how the people in this country have been distracted from the fact that, again, you have a communist named Bernie Sanders who's literally wiping up Hillary Clinton. Literally. But the American people, because the conservatives have continuously thrown down the throats, as well as the professed counterfeit Christians have thrown down the throats, that Hillary Clinton is going to be the next contender with Donald Trump. Overlooking the facts. And this is exactly how we get in trouble. We overlook the facts. I've shared with you, friends, that she has literally no support whatsoever. But for some reason or another, the counterfeit Christians and the conservatives got her right up there with Donald Trump. Just ignoring the facts concerning Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, that little communist over there, too, he's illegitimate as well, friends. The fact of the matter is he's pretty angry about what's going on, too, and he's trying to tell you that the Clintons are lying about these polls that are coming out. And without going into all of that, again, friends, you do know that Hillary Clinton's Twitter account is 56% contrived. It's fake. Just like Barack Hussein Obama's is 70% fake. They don't have the support, but that's one of their tactics. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. And, folks, that's how dictators get away with what they get away with. Because you let them get away with it. And keep in mind, they're always going to get away with whatever you let them get away with. So they do. But to suggest that the Clinton, Hillary Clinton, folks, I have yet... Let me stand back. I stand corrected. I've seen one Hillary Clinton. One. And by the way, I could see 1 million of them in my backyard. It still doesn't legitimize her. I've seen one sticker. Folks, I'm all over the place all the time. In the United States of America, literally, from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota. How is it that America, you have drinking the Kool-Aid that has been served up to you, that she is legitimate? But you put her there now. Yeah, the professed church did it, the counterfeits put her there, and so is the conservatives, talking about Hillary Clinton. Well, you do know, just like I had started off this last segment here, with the fact that they do what their father does. They steal, they kill, they destroy. Did you know that the former head of the UN General Assembly tied to the Chinese Clinton donor found dead ahead of trial for bribery? Why? Because she's running for the presidency of the United States of America. How many times has she been busted, friends? How many times? Yeah. Literally hundreds of times, friends. And for some reason or another, man, she's exonerated of any charges that might be. And folks, keep in mind, they're allegations when it comes to the criminals that are to serve we the people. She is very dangerous. She's committed the act of treason. You see this, America. And you've seen several other representatives commit treason with foreign countries. Okay? Now going back over to the Clintons, and I'm going to play another piece for you. Because this is interesting stuff, because again, oh, by the way, she's got two FBI investigations, but I think that's just set there to set the narrative to appease the American people, and they're trying to put her in the place of the victim so she comes out on top, and by the way, she herself said that, and it's interesting, again, friends, that another investigation coming out concerning the Clintons and the assembly tied to the Chinese Clinton donor. For some reason or another, when the trial was coming up of bribery concerning the Clintons, once again, brand new today, just posted June 27th by Tim Brown, he's found dead. Now, this is your state-controlled media, again, CIA bought and paid for and controlled. Here it is. Listen to the state-controlled media telling the American people, who for the most part could care less as to what's going on, but here is another nail in her coffin if you're willing to pick up the hammer.
ABC News investigation tonight about a donor to the Clinton Foundation. And this question, how did he end up on a sensitive government advisory board dealing with nuclear strategy, even though he had no known experience in that area? Named to that board while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Here's ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Ryan Ross.
It was her promise under oath at her confirmation hearing for Secretary of State that there would be no special treatment for donors to the Clinton Foundation.
That will not influence, it will not be in the atmosphere.
Yet ABC News discovered one of the foundation's big donors was appointed by Secretary Clinton in 2011 to a State Department advisory board that deals with top secret American nuclear strategy, even though the donor, Rajiv Fernando, a Chicago commodities...
Another foreigner.
...no known expertise in in that area.
I'd like to invite to the stage Raj Fernando.
What Fernando was known for before and after the appointment was raising and giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to Democratic campaigns and as much as $250,000 to the Clinton Foundation.
ABC News, we have just a second to talk here.
When we approached Fernando at the 2012 Democratic Convention,
how did you get appointed to that board? Can you talk about that?
How did you know my name, out of curiosity?
He became upset. We were threatened with arrest.
I'll be arrested for asking questions of this man?
But now, a new set of State Department emails, obtained after a lawsuit brought by Citizens United, reveals the role of Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, in appointing the big donor. In this email, a senior state official uses the shorthand S, a common reference to Secretary Clinton. The true answer is simply that S staff, Cheryl Mills, added him. Raj was not on the list sent to S. He was added at their insistence. The emails also show that when ABC News began asking questions in 2011, Mills asked that the press officer stall for 24 hours. The very next day, Rajiv Fernando submitted his resignation from the sensitive government board. Today, Donald Trump attacked Clinton over our report.
They all looked. They said, where did this guy come from? He made a contribution of $250,000. All of a sudden, he's on this very important and vital board.
David, the Clinton campaign declined to comment on our story today. As for Fernando, he continues to raise big money for her campaign and has given more than $1 million to the Clinton Foundation. In fact, he'll be one of her superdelegates at next month's convention. David?
Brian Ross covering both campaigns for it.
Folks, I do want you to understand that their objective is to get you to the point where you just throw your hands in the air. They want to tell you that you're fools for your pains to think that we're ever going to be convicted. They want to send the message that there's absolutely nothing that you can do about the crimes that they commit against we the people. And I want to set the record straight, folks. And maybe they need to do a little homework as well, but they should look at past history concerning tyrants and how their people do deal with them once it finally catches up to them. Because, folks, it's catching up to the Clintons. And I want to tell you something. That is the biggest lie from the pit of hell that you can do nothing about what's going on. It's we the people for a reason. It's one nation under God, because that's the only way we're going to get the job done. What we need to do is do all that we can do in dealing with them and leave the results up to God. But don't say you trust in God and leave off the works. No, I'm going to show you my faith by my works. And folks, by doing that, we're bringing forth judgment upon the heads of the wicked. For as David prayed, it's time, Lord, for you to work, for they have forgotten thy judgments. Folks, again, keep in mind, you are the law, you are the strength of the Constitution, and the enumerated laws found within, and they are not above we the people, friends. Keep that in mind.
Now, here are some reasons for those of you out there. We always start the show with our lunatics, atheists, you know, weirdos and assorted bad guys and all the good guys and girls out there.
You said a key word there. Isn't it interesting that the lunatics are actually running the asylum called government in this country, and it's foreign to we the people in this country? And the American people can attest to what I'm saying right now, that it's true. Well, why are the lunatics running the asylum?
That's exactly right.
Because the American people won't take hold of that asylum and actually deal with the lunatics.
That's exactly right. Now, that's going back to what I'm saying here. For those of you who are not interested in supporting the truth, for those of you who like the way that this country is going, and for those of you who do not want to see this nation restored, do not want to hear the black and white truth, and do not want to hear the message going back to our foundations, then you better not support the ministry. Because our ministry is all about supporting the truth, changing the way this country is going, restoring it back to the old paths, back to the founding forefathers, the Constitution, the Bible, and all the things that made America great. And we want to see this nation restored. If you're on the second half of that ship and you want to make sure that this nation is restored, that the truth is preached from the housetops, that this message gets reached out to as many people across the globe literally as possible, then become a son or daughter of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Join us in taking part in bringing this message to the masses. If you want to see America restored, join us. We can do this thing together. We have hope, and our hope is found in Christ.
Amen. Folks, we'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Talk to you then. See ya!
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.